Blog Talk Radio.
I was about to push to all kind of songs that we can't play during the day, and I had to stop myself because it's not. I said, "Oh, let me play." Oh, you can't play that.
No. It's not Thursday night. Not yet. Okay. Get a little bit.
All right, so I give y'all a little Super Mario since we can't do that. Can't be done. Whew. Man, it has been a busy morning. ESA, I'm going to need for y'all to step up here. I don't know what's going on over there.
Fix your stuff.
Do something. Say something. Oh, tons of news and things going on. Oh, my God. It's a busy day.
Yeah, it kind of is. I'm a little surprised. I was like,
And we are, by the way, within days of the release of Remember Me game. So it's due out Tuesday?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, June 4th.
She's just like dying. She can't stand herself.
She can't stand herself.
No, she got like a PS3 specifically for Remember Me. Not that I can blame her or anything.
I mean, I don't blame her either.
Amazing game.
We've been trying to court them. They just tell us thank you so much for the love.
No, you don't understand. We love you. Now, let us play your game.
Gimme. I love you. Now, gimme. This is how this relationship works. Gimme.
Gimme.
Gimme what you got. Okay.
They're being mean to me.
Who's being mean? You know who's being mean to me? Kittenatrix.
What did she do this morning?
Oh, I've been attacked. Like, you cat people deal with this business. I'm minding my own business, walking through the house, and then somebody just jumps out and ninjas you on the side of the leg. I don't... Or they're hiding behind pillows on the couch and waiting for you to pass by. I just...
You like it.
She actually got hit or kicked the first time because it was just reflex. It was like, you know, because that's my...
Yeah.
Other people run. I hit, and then I run. I make sure you can't follow me. So it's... So she got kicked and she flew across the room and then she was looking at me going, Mare, like, I'm sorry.
I was just playing. Why am I trying to kick me?
I was like, I'm busy. You see, I'm walking fast. Get out of the way. When I'm walking fast, clear the
kitty. Poor kitty.
Oh, it has been a she kept, but that did not deter her from doing it like 6 more times.
No, it won't.
She was in the laundry basket earlier. I pulled out clothes. She popped out like a jack in the box. I'm like, oh my God, stop. What is wrong with you today? What is wrong with you? Why are you...
Mommy.
I am not her mommy. Baby Natrix is her mommy. She needs to wait for her mommy to get home from school.
Kitties don't care.
Anybody want a cat? Just come and pick her up. I don't think I'm cut out. I need a nice dog that follows me around the house, growls when it hears some things, and then I'm done. I know somebody's in the house. All right, anyway, you know what? I didn't even intro the show. We just kind of been off the rails already.
Well, hi, people.
Good morning. Listen to Lunch with Ginger and Corey, in case you're new to us. I keep forgetting. Some of you on Twitch are new to us. You're all new. I didn't even update the Twitch, did I?
No. Well, I didn't do it either, so.
Oh, we're bad today.
It's Thursday, we're a little slow. I'm kind of like,
I'm actually not slow. I just got a bunch of stuff to do. So that was somewhere on my list. I just did not.
Girl, I'm with you. I've got, like, a crap ton of stuff to finish for the Pixel Store. I don't actually have any homework right now, so that's good. I got chores, stupid flipping dishes. Why don't dishes learn to clean themselves?
I don't know.
Dishwasher learn to load itself?
You would think by the year 2013, these things would happen. But they
I know.
Don't.
I know. I saw a meme the other day that I liked, and it was like, something like, when I realized that it's 2013, I'm like, I was told there would be hover cars. Yeah. True story. Where's my hover car? There'd be flying cars.
That's right.
Jetpacks.
That's what I was told.
We'd be living in the sky, and we'd be eating food that would be like pills. We gain no weight.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. I agree with the pill if I'm in a hurry, but sometimes I like to taste food.
I would be okay if they just give me a pill that would give me all my nutrients and I don't have to eat anything.
Okay, Ginger, no, I'm not with you on that. Sometimes I need me a burger. A turkey burger. Anybody have those turkey burgers from Burger King yet? It seems like it would be just lovely.
No. I'm a little... Oh.
Are you reluctant to try it too?
I am. I really, really, really am. I'm kind of like.
Yeah, because everybody can't cook turkey burgers. It's not always a good thing.
All right.
So there's some interesting things going on. I don't know where to start. It's some small juice, but it's still juice. May I?
You may.
This is a couple of short ones. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic is reportedly being ported to iPad. Or it has been.
I know you can't see the look that I'm giving you, but one eyebrow is significantly higher than the other.
Well, it's...
How is that supposed to work?
It's supposed to be not bad. I'm not going to say the name of the website because they're not even our frenemies, but they reviewed it and said that the new touch-based controls actually fit in with the whole sci-fi theme very nicely. There's a few navigation issues, but the port was handled by Mac specialist Aspire, and Aspire Media is pretty good, so I'm going to say the company might be okay. It's not released yet. They're saying maybe this week, so if you get a chance to play it, let us know. I'm going to have to see this.
I don't know what I think about that. That's on the iPad, you say?
On the iPad.
And this is the PC game, the one I'm thinking of, the MMO.
BioWare RPG Classic, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. It's not...
Okay. It's not the one I thought it was then.
It's not the MMO. It's the old one that was out on Xbox. And that was a very good game. I adored that game. But I don't know how it would fare on the iPad. I really don't know. And a lot of it is, ironically, it's turn-based, like when we were talking about Omerita. But it's a lot better done. You know, there's things you can do even after you've taken a turn. Like in the middle of battle, you notice it's not turning in your favor. You can do some things, you know, real time to change it. But whereas you can't with Omerita, you just did. But so yeah, okay, that one was short, so I had to do another one real quick. The game Limbo is no longer exclusively on Xbox. It's heading to PlayStation Vita next week. It's going to cost you about between $9 and $12, depending on where you live in the world. It'll be available as a download come the 6th of June. And this is from the developer Playdead. They previously told Eurogamer, our friends over there, that the Vita version would not add any touchscreen controls. Okay? They said, we're not using any touch, is what they said. We didn't feel it would suit Limbo at all. It would feel like a patch if we did, and we really like the original experience. The Vita allows you to have the original experience. We would want to make another game if we're going to put in touch controls, and Vita was a no-brainer because we could keep the same experience. It has all the great features, but we didn't have to use them. If you haven't played Limbo before, it's dark in tone. It's monochromatic in color, has a lot of puzzles, and it's very atmospheric and creepy, which I have to agree.
Atmospheric and
Yeah, you have to see it because looking at screenshots and things doesn't quite cover it until you're actually sitting there about to play it. It is kind of creepy. You're always expecting something to happen. Of course, Limbo earned itself a whole lot of critical acclaim way back 2010 from the Xbox Live Arcade. It's since launched on Mac, PC, and it is on PlayStation 3 already, but it's sold more than 2.5 million copies so far. So very nice for you guys over at PlayStation.
That is very nice. That is very nice.
They had a video somewhere, but they don't have a video. We can...
Well, I got a video for my next one. Yes.
Do it.
Yes, I do. Australia, you people. You people. All right, I'm going to press play here. Australia bans Dead Island Riptide ad.
What?
Yeah, an ad for the game, actually. A new television ad for Dead Island Riptide has been banned by Australia's Advertising Standards Board despite appeals by its local distributor, AIE, that the content it was banned for was contextually relevant to the game. The content that got the ad yanked from the broadcast was a couple committing suicide to avoid being ripped apart by a pack of zombies. The cinematic implication of violence in the advertisement is intended to convey the desolate terror afflicting the game characters. A statement... Sorry, what?
I'm not understanding some of... there's worse than this shown on TV. This is... And I love when they do their ads for Dead Island. They are very touching. I haven't seen this one yet, but as soon as you told me about it, having seen the one with the little girl, I'm like, this one's going to be excellent too. Why were they not mad about the little girl?
I don't know, but you can see the zombies right outside of the room, whatever they're in, and I don't know quite what they're about to do, but anyways, I'm showing it. It conveys the hopelessness of the game's characters as they are faced with the overwhelming horror and violence of vast number of zombies hunting them without actually depicting the violence of zombie versus character interaction in the game.
It's touching to me. And we see worse than that in trailers for movies. Why is... I think it conveys, you know, we're...
Are they in a boat? What are they in?
They were in a yacht. I don't know what is the big hang up about some people and deaths. They took themselves out. It's just what somebody would do. If I was on a boat and there was absolutely no way I could get out, I knew it. Oh, they're under a boat or something. Looks like
it looked like they were inside the boat and it was probably had the fuel dumped everywhere or something.
Yeah.
So when they lit it, it exploded.
Well, they had some tanks there. They had propane tanks. It looked and they had a detonator. I think that's a very well done trailer.
It didn't actually show the couple like being blown apart.
I get tired of some of. Yeah, I could see if it was showing body parts and it was dripping from the screen. Yeah, that's a bit drastic, given the situation that they're put in. And like I said, we see worse than that on trailers. We see way worse.
Yeah, but this is no worse than most TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, do they have HBO there? True Blood is the worst.
Oh, yeah. True Blood gets way worse. And
Game
and
of Thrones worse than this.
Magic City.
Do they have soap operas there? Because I know our soap operas have rapes and everything else. Come on.
Well, you know what? Our soap operas are actually more tame than theirs. They actually have nudity. Like UK and Australia, they have nudity on daytime TV. We don't have that. So I don't know what's the big deal about this, but we involve death for some reason. It's offensive. We all got to die, people. I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah, we're all going to die. Come on. Stop it.
We can't escape the death. So I thought it's a beautiful
Not yet.
Thriller.
Not yet.
But not yet. I don't think we're going to see that in our lifetime. I think we're gone. We're gone, as Ginger.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to live forever.
I'm over here yawning. No, I wouldn't either because people be crazy. I want to check out because some of y'all are just going to annoy the crap out of me.
I gotta stay with you for how many hundreds of years?
We'd have to like redefine marriage because no.
All right, it's been 60 years. We're done. Been good. See ya.
We're gonna have a marriage contract. It's going to last from, you know.
It's been
the next 60 years, and then, you know, we're going to take a break, and if we want to reassess after, you know, say 20 years, we will, but.
Yes, yeah. Well, I'm thinking I'm going to do 5. Okay, I'm going to say, look, go ahead and sign here 5 years, and then, after this, we're good. No, we don't need to reassess in 5 years. You're just going to come home, I'm going to be gone. That's how it's going to work, okay? We don't need to see or discuss this any further. It's over. 5 years. This date here, this right here is when I'm out, okay? Right here. So you have your stuff together.
Hello, Horace. Hello. Good morning, Horace.
All right. It's been some controversy surrounding a little series called Damsel in Distress. The episode of Anita Sarkeesian's video series, Damsel in Distress, Tropes versus Women in Video Games, which we've told you about here, she had a Kickstarter as well, has been returned to YouTube after it was briefly pulled by the video service following a number of users flagging it as offensive. I have not watched it yet. I will be now. The flagging is thought to be the behavior of the same crowd who issued the verbal attacks and death threats to her and various other forms of unpleasantness.
Get over yourself. And a
Kickstarter campaign to fund the series, easily exceeding her funding targets. The video is now being reinstated by YouTube and can be viewed as Ginger's running it there on YouTube. You can go and find it. It is titled, of course, Damsel in Distress Part 2, Tropes versus Women in Video Games. In this particular episode, Sarkeesian, I'm saying your name wrong, and you're going to have to drop by here so we learn to say it properly from your own mouth, continues to examine the reduction of female characters to needy, helpless objects to be rescued, citing numerous examples from AAA titles over the years. The video depicts some strong violence against women, as such comes with a trigger warning, and you know we're going to be talking about this later. That they yanked her video. And there is actual porn on YouTube, and they would yank this.
They yanked her video?
They had pulled it. It got put
Why?
Back. Because a bunch of little mammy-pammy mama's boys were like, oh, it's offensive. They voted it down. You know how YouTube is. They shoot first and ask
questions. Because she talks about how all these girls are all damsel in distresses and how we need to change this. Because
she probably, I can't see the video, Ginger May. Did you run it?
Yeah, I got it up.
Can't see nothing.
I was watching it.
Just go derp, derp, derp.
Derp, derp, derp.
Yep. Ah, you are wrong, woman, wrong.
I know, but some mornings Ginger has these whole little derp moments. It's like, no.
I like what she's done. I like the idea. I have not watched it, because I didn't know she had finished them, honestly. And now that I know that she's finished them, I want to watch them. We have to review this. And then
I do. I want a video where a girl is rescuing a video. I want a video game where a girl is rescuing a guy.
The closest that we came was a game that came out, 2008? We had a lead character. She was a spy. And she had the whole tragic backstory. Her husband and child were killed. But the developers jumped the shark with the animations and the combos. And I remember them saying something about, well, we just went with combos because we didn't want to make it too complicated for women. And I was like, so you're saying we're dumb?
What?
We're dumb. It was something ops or spec ops or something. One of those, it had ops in the title. And I found it very offensive playing the game because it was dumbed down significantly. And she was billed when they were running the trailers on TV as, you know, Sam, this is the female Sam Fisher. This is the female Solid Snake. But she was not. And she had this jacked up walk that I assume was supposed to be their attempt at making her sexy. How about just make her walk normal?
I know, right? I mean, if you're a spy, you're not going to be, you know, doing the whole hip shake thing too much.
Yes, and dropping it like it's hot when you pick up stuff.
I know,
and
right?
At the waist. Who bends at the waist? Unless they're trying to get a guy's attention or a girl's attention, if that's your thing. Nobody's bending at the waist. I got to get this off the floor. I'm not trying to be cute.
Exactly.
I'm going to kill me. I'm not trying to be cute. So anyway, we'll be talking about this a little bit later tonight. Make sure you're listening. Yes, I slipped my English accent. 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Ooh, this is going to be good because, you know, we're going to have a very angry snow.
Yes, I think we are. I do believe we are.
Very, very sexy.
All right. Do I have the right one pulled up? I think I have the right one pulled up. Okay. Let me get this up on the screen. The Invisible Dungeon. That's right. The Invisible Dungeon.
I saw that this morning and posted an ad. Still don't understand what is the Invisible Dungeon. Explain to us, Ginger. I'm not sure.
I don't know. DBE Games. Reveals its all-new dungeon for its popular fantasy MMORPG, The Aurora World. Starting today, players will face a new challenge to conquer the dangerously difficult new Invisible Dungeon. That's right, Invisible Dungeon. Players will discover the invisible dungeon, rich with mystery and intrigue at every turn. Legend speaks of a once beautiful woman whose arrogance and jealousy led her onto the path of evil. The gods punished her by transforming into a hideous creature, which only angered her, and alas, she went dormant, contemplating her revenge. Now she has awakened, and players must prepare themselves for the ultimate dungeon challenge. The Aurora World story takes place after a cataclysmic war between the gods and heaven, leaving the world in chaos. Players will venture across the land to unite powers of good and vanquish evil, taking one of eight different professions with their own unique specializations and mastery systems, comprising an extensive PvE experience with entertaining daily quests. Oh God, when are those ever entertaining? Events and crafting, alongside a robust PvP system that includes large-scale nation wars, clan wars, and a PK system, and a Colosseum mode.
Wait, did you say clown or clan?
Clan.
Okay, I was about to say no clowns. No.
Clan. All right, so this is the Aurora World and their invisible dungeon. And all I have to say is, if it's invisible,
how can we see it? How do you get
in? Yeah, exactly, because it's invisible.
You invisible. Can't nobody see how to get in your dungeon.
Hot.
All right. This one's also up on our lovely website. What did he say?
Nothing.
He said something smart. Does he need to be cut?
Oh, maybe. Something about throwing a clown at Corey.
Oh, dude, that's a bad idea. Did you not hit the beginning of the show? I hit and I run, so I'm going to knock you out when you throw the clown, you and him. And then what you going to do? It's not a good idea. Yeah, think about these ideas first. No clown throwing. You know what? Horace is always being mean and stuff, but he's such a sweetie. He's sitting across from the table at me last summer, just so sweet. He don't want anybody to know that. He's so sweet. Crabs. Okay, anyway.
He had crabs what?
He has an obsession with crabs. No, I'm kidding. He was eating crabs. Not those kinds. Y'all are so dirty-minded. He was eating crabs. We were at Joe's Crab Shack. He's a sweetie. Don't be frowning at the screen, Horace. See? He's like, lies. No, it's not. You're a sweetheart. All right. Warhammer Quest has been released for iOS by Rodeo Games. Rodeo Games, creators of the successful Hunters series of games on iOS, today has announced the release of its latest game, Warhammer Quest. Studio has been working closely with Games Workshop over the past 12 months on the first Warhammer-licensed game to be released on a mobile platform. The game is being released exclusively for iOS and is available today on your iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. The new Universal app is available from the App Store as well for $5. Based on the classic tabletop game, Warhammer Quest is an addictive mix of role-playing and strategy. Level up your party of heroes, loot weapons, armor, and mysterious artifacts from fallen foes, crush orcs, goblins, trolls, and more ferocious enemies. It has iCloud support, intense dungeon battles with orcs, goblins, and more, travel across the Warhammer world, retina support, state-of-the-art high-fidelity game engine, 3 additional heroes available via IAP, fight the Skaven in a huge expansive via IAP, 25-plus hours of gameplay, including an expansion. Nice. Hardcore mode option with permanent hero deaths. I said permanent. This ain't for you softies. It comes in English, French, Italian, German, and Spanish, and they said more translations are coming soon.
Italian!
Mm-hmm. It's for the iPhone 3GS and above, iPod Touch, fourth generation and above. I'm going to need y'all not to say forward. iPad 2 and above and iPad Mini requires iOS 6, and it's going to use up about 700 megabytes of space on your little device there. On our site, there are links. Go check out our site. There's links to tell you where you can go download them for every language, for the UK App Store to the Italian App Store. Get yours now. I was very intrigued, but I am sad that it is not on Droid. I would play this. This is an actual game, and I would play it.
That's not bad. Yeah, it does. That's actually look good.
$5, I would do it.
Okay, so got something free for you. I'm gonna do, I think, 2 short ones here. Pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Harvey Smith's Big Jack is Dead, free for a limited time. Harvey Smith's new book, Big Jack is Dead, which was released on Amazon.com in early April.
Big Jack is Dead.
Yeah, Big Jack is Dead. did.
I didn't know who he was in the first place. Sorry to keep going, Jack.
Now for a limited time, you can download it and read it for free on your iOS, Android, and Kindle Fire-based devices. The novel focuses on a young boy growing up in the Gulf Coast in the early 1970s and later in Silicon Valley in the 90s when the tech bubble popped. Smith, who is best known for his work on, System Shock, and most recently Dishonored, draws quite a bit of inspiration from his own life in this fictional work, All right, so anyways, this is a book about a kid who apparently grew up in the IT industry. So anyways, it's free. Amazon.com, check it out. Big Jack is Dead. That's interesting. Could be an interesting story. All right, so another one. London's V&A Museum names first game designer in residence, and she's cute.
Throw her up.
If I can find image location, test and go. All right, well, that was a small image, but there we go. Check her out. She's cute. London's Victoria and Albert Museum has hit a milestone of sorts this week. This appointed its very first game designer in residence, Sophia George of Swallowtail Games. The BAFTA award-winning game designer will work closely with the V&A Museum and the University of Aberdeen-Dundee to emphasize the history of British game design. She will release a game related to the residency in the summer of 2014. Game Designer in Residence is also supported by the Association for UK Interactive Entertainment, or UKI. Sophia George won the 2012 BAFTA Ones to Watch Award for the prototype of TikTok Toys, a family-friendly puzzle game for iPhone and iPad. That's awesome! So, way to go, Sophia! And you're kind of cute. So, hey! What's up? How you doing? Totally channeling Snow right there.
We gotta watch you. We gonna watch you. Something is not right over here.
You watch me. I'm gonna totally groping up on Corey next time I see you. I love you, Corey.
All right, those of you who love use in Modern Warfare. Oh, wait, first. That's not what I wanted to tell you about. First, I wanted to tell you this is a short one. I'm going to get to the Modern Warfare here in a second. Nintendo has launched their very first web-based Miiverse for your PC and your smartphone. I thought they weren't doing any social networking, but they said whatever. They've updated their Wii U social network Miiverse by allowing users to author posts from your PC. So you don't have to be on your Wii. If you want to talk back and forth, you can hop on your PC. The web-based messaging system was first made available on PC last month, although users could only view and comment on previously existing threads. Even without a login, PC users can now view any post when linked to the message directly. Other features added include the ability to follow and unfollow others from a PC, change settings, and delete messages. Finally, the wait time between posts has been reduced from 5 to 3 minutes. Work, Nintendo. Work. Miiverse is still inaccessible from a 3DS web browser, however, fully compatible with Nintendo's handheld will be patched in at a later date. And, of course, it's the first time anyone without a Wii U can see the community discussion posts and pictures as well if you have a smartphone. So even if you don't have a Wii U, you can go over and sign up and interact with your friends who do. Again, they're saying the full 3DS compatibility will be out later this year, and it'll be added via a system update, and 3DS owners will then be able to view, create, post, access discussion areas specifically for 3DS games, and Nintendo has previously mentioned plans for smartphone app versions of Miiverse, too. There's no sign of one just yet, although at least one unofficial version is already available for your Droid, but be very careful because it's not, I don't think it's endorsed by Nintendo just yet. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the other story I want to tell you. Yeah, Infinity Ward says, whatever, they're leaving behind Modern Warfare. Infinity Ward's next Call of Duty has been revealed as the all-new Call of Duty Ghosts instead of another sequel in the Modern Warfare series. According to Infinity Ward executive producer Mark Rubin, the studio's decision to leave behind the popular sub-series was a desire to create something new, although it didn't look new at all to me when we were watching it during the Xbox One reveal. It didn't look like the same stuff I've been playing. Ruben told MCV that he said it was not a hard decision, but a long decision. When we finished Modern Warfare 3, we had this big brainstorming session that lasted for weeks. We all really knew we wanted to continue making Call of Duty. We wanted to create a new universe, or a new story at least, and we wanted new characters and new experiences. So the easy thing would have been, as we had finished the arc of the Modern Warfare 1, 2, and 3, to start a new arc within that same universe. That was the first step, but due to a lot of changes we wanted to make with this new world, it really dictated out that we needed to make something that wasn't Modern Warfare. Call of Duty Ghosts is coming to Xbox One and PlayStation 4 this year with an updated game engine along for the ride. Ruben said while the technology isn't everything, next-gen consoles do provide the chance to increase realism in the series because, you know, that's what matters, not the gameplay. It needed to look really pretty. But anyway, so from a gameplay standpoint, we never felt hindered by the generation or consoles of time, since we always felt gameplay isn't tech-dependent necessarily. No, it's not. But this new tech allows us to make those worlds that we're playing in more realistic. We always want to try to make it so the player feels naturally involved in the world around them. The more realistic and natural the environment, the more players' imagination melds with the game. And you all are guilty of it's not melding with the game. The multiplayer, not a melding of games for me. You know?
Yeah,
well, no, I'm thinking of, okay, you know, if we're playing multiplayer with someone, it's pretty much the same thing. I'm going to try to shoot you. You're trying to shoot me. There's no weather. There's no airstrike coming in. There's no danger of all of you getting blown up. There's no civilians running in and maybe them stabbing you in the neck or something. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things they could add in.
Civilians running in and stabbing you.
I'm just saying, hey, that would make for more interesting gameplay. You're fighting against your friends and a civilian runs
that's
up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Crazy lady.
Yeah. Nah, oh, I'm down. So I'm just saying it's not really realism because it looks good. Just because I can see the dewdrops on the blade of grass doesn't make it realistic. Realistic is, you know, any soldier would tell you when they're in the middle of battle, all kinds of crazy stuff happens, and it doesn't happen there. There's landmines to step on that you didn't know were there, and
That is very, 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 very sadly true. All right, so. Oh, hey, people, this weekend, I just found this. If you own Rift, I don't know, I don't think I do. Anyways, if you happen to own Rift and you no longer subscribe, if you want to play this weekend, you can for free. Rift is going to be free for 5 whole days starting May 30th, which is today, through June 3rd. So if you want to play, if you own it, go play it. So, awesome. More news about Xbox One and that really creeper system they got going on.
Creeper system? No more Minecraft for you. That's it.
Well, I wasn't really thinking that kind of creeper, but yeah, sure, why not? Pulling this from Yahoo Tech section, the Xbox One's creepy monitoring feature might track how often you sit through commercials. People, I don't like this.
Why do you need to? That's it. I'm done.
I know.
Broke up. That's the last straw.
From Polygon, Microsoft filed a patent application back in 2011 that detailed how Kinect could watch viewers to make sure they're sitting through commercials and then reward them with special achievements.
What?
For watching a certain number of ads. That's right. You get an achievement. For watching ads.
You know what that is. They're copying off of Facebook. And I don't want, if I want.
I don't watch those darn ads over there.
I play them and then I get up and go.
yeah, exactly. And in some games, there are ways to get around that.
Word.
Yeah. All right, so Polygon is saying that getting a certain number of achievements might unlock awards that would include digital gifts, avatar enhancements, or reward points. Why, people? Stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. I don't want reward points. I don't want digital gifts. I don't want any of that.
Or it says, can you say subliminal test subject? It says achievements, my peep. Oh, we got to talk about this later.
Ridiculous. All right. I got Corey's link up.
You know, I don't know where Joe is because I was really waiting on this one so that I could share properly, but I can't get him up in the hype register. I guess I'll have to share it on our Facebook page later. But The Sims 3.
Joe, how dare you? You have been.
Yes. The Sims 3 Dragon Valley is officially released. This is the newest digital world to launch from the Sims 3 store. In this brand new world, players will journey to the mythical realm of lore and fantasy. Once travelers arrive in Dragon Valley, they will discover a village full of towering Celtic-style architecture. Is that not gorgeous, right? that rest along the banks of a gently flowing river and low-rising hills. For the first time ever, The Sims 3 Dragon Valley introduces baby dragons, which I posted earlier in the week if you were watching our Facebook page.
I wonder where they got the idea for the baby dragons.
From their original Sims 1.
Yeah, I was thinking more like Game of Thrones, but hey.
No, that was way before Game of Thrones. The exclusive and premium item for the world is the baby dragons. The dragons not only exist amongst the residents, but can also be kept as pets like they were before. And I wonder if they're going to bring back where they can set you on fire, because if your baby dragon was playing, sometimes they would breathe a little fire and kill you in the first one.
Whoops!
There's three different types of dragons you can hatch, red, green, and purple, and each has its own personality, moods, and funny epic fails. Yeah, see that one shooting the fire out of his mouth? Yeah, I don't want him. He was red, right? I don't want him. This requires, of course, a Sims 3 base game to play and is available now for digital download on Origin as a standard edition or gold edition. The gold edition comes with 1,900 Sim points, and those of you who build Sim homes like myself, you are very excited. 1,900 Sim points is like 16 houses full of furniture if you do it right, and walls and every kind, all kinds of stuff. It also includes Celtic Lands set featuring 10 ancient and mysterious virtual objects for players to bring into their Sims homes and backyards. The Sims 3 Dragon Valley will also be available. Get this. If you don't get it from their store, you can't get it until August 9th of this year if you want to get it from Walmart. I hate you, but I have to applaud you. You were listening. If I'm buying it from your store, you got to give me an incentive to want to buy from your store. Now, if you could just take a few dollars off.
I don't know what to think about that.
I think it was very smart. Oh, Joe, good morning. Did you hear what I just shared there? Did you run the trailer for him again?
Okay. I get back.
Joe, watch this. Yes, Horace, to answer you, yes. It's digital. It's available on Origin only for like a full, looks like almost two full months before you can get it in the store. Joe, pay attention. This is the release of The Sims 3 Dragon Valley. Ginger's running it just for you again. Just for you.
Yay!
I'm very impressed with this because they haven't been adding a whole lot of new functionality with the smaller expansion packs. This one's only probably going to be about $20 or maybe less, and it's only on their store. I was going to say you probably could grab it from Steam, but I don't think they're going to be doing that anymore.
Yeah, that is Ginger's song for today.
Yeah, see, okay, I'm going to get one of those purple dragons. He looks like he makes you fly. That little red bastard looks like he set you on fire. We can't play with him. I'm going to get one of the little purple businesses, yeah.
All I got to say, redheads.
Oh, they got elves.
Yeah, they
always had elves. What am I saying? We always had elves. I just never played with elves. I think I had my first genie, but she was
cute.
She kept going on her little bottle or something. Yeah, you've seen the pic on the site. I don't think you want the red one. Did you see he was the one shooting the fire out of his mouth? He's a dangerous one, I'm telling you.
Red ones always are.
Yep.
Those are the best.
We should know because Ginger's a redhead. She's dangerous. She breathes fire on us all the time.
Set you on fire.
Now, Joe, the significance of this, why I wanted you to see it again, is you can only get it on Origin. If you try to go to the store, it won't be there until August 9th. So I will applaud EA for at least trying to up their own business. It's very, very smart. I like the idea.
All right. My go. I got some E3 news.
Uh-oh.
E3 news. Yeah, anyways. Yeah, I can't make that noise. Mouse Teeth Company announces 7 Grand Steps, What Ancients Begat, has been selected for the Indiecade Showcase at E3, which is happening June 11th through the 13th. This unique casual game was a finalist in the Nouveau category of this year's Independent Game Festival and received an honorable mention in narrative.
I'm sorry, I had to do it again.
A 15 to 20 hour experience, 7 Grand Steps goes on sale for PC and Mac on June 7th. Initially, the $15 download will be available through Steam and the Mouse Teeth website. 7 Grand Steps, What Ancients Begat, is a strategy game that uses a board game mechanic to advance a rich, intimate narrative via brief text vignettes. I was looking away because the screen did something weird. That add to the length of 2 novels, see how the trails our Western ancestors endured influence lives today. Playing as dozens of generations across 4 social classes that change with the ages,
I want it.
Yeah, players will build a family legacy, discovering up to 70 inventions that change the world, braving a score of heroic adventures, and or facing the challenges of three mini ruling games.
I want it.
Sorry, every time they do that whole the word floating there, I looked at the other screen. Anyways, so yeah, this is Seven Grand Steps: What Ancients Begat. Again, it's $15 starting June 7th. It's going to be shown at E3 in the IndieCade Showcase. So yay!
I want it.
It looks kind of interesting. Not usually my kind of thing, but hey.
I like the generational thing. Another game that does that very well, which is probably going to be on sale, we'll probably be telling you about it again tomorrow, is the Guild 2. Not the one that Felicia Day's in. But there's an actual game called The Guild 2, and you play across generations where they have kids, and once the kids grow up, you take over control of the kids, and just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. I like that. That's good. You know, that's worth my money. And it wasn't even $60. I think it was $20. And it's been on sale at Steam for the longest time, so get yourself a copy of that one, too, if you like it.
Yay!
What happened to my dragons? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still watching the Dragons trailer. And Joe, I have confirmed that red little bastard is the one that set you on fire. We don't want to play with him, I'm telling you. Sims will die. It'll be horrible. It'll be funny, but it'll be horrible. We don't want to kill him. I don't like killing my Sims. That hurts my feelings. Ginger, does that hurt your feelings when you kill your Sims? You haven't played with yours in a while, have you?
No. I actually kind of figured that was, you know, the point of the game.
To kill them? No, never.
I'm evil, though.
You are not supposed to kill your Sims. How dare you?
I'm not.
Are okay.
You sure.
Maybe a little bit.
Okay. See?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit of killing. But if you kill them, they can't procreate, though, if you kill all of them.
Okay, by me. I was trying to pull up a image that I found on Facebook while I was trolling for news.
All right, well,
Batman
Xbox
Batman
is still doing a whole lot of backpedaling. Yeah, Xbox is still doing a whole lot of backpedaling. We didn't get to this before, but Microsoft, so they may not be changing its publishing policies for independent developers on Xbox One, but it is not looking to shut them out completely, as we've been hearing. According to our frenemies at Kotaku, based on an interview last week, Microsoft's head of interactive entertainment, Don Matrick, has promised support for smaller developers. He says, we're going to have an independent creator program. Why not just leave it in the developer? Why does it? Anyway, he added that that is something I think is important. That's how I started in the industry. There's no way we're going to build a box that doesn't support that. Matrick noted Microsoft has already been working on with independent developers on the 360. He specifically pointed out that the Xbox 360 version of Minecraft and how Microsoft allowed it to expedite update schedule, ordinarily not allowed by the console maker's policy. No, you made special concessions because of the money Minecraft makes. Matrick declined to provide details on exactly what sort of assistance indie developers would be offered on Xbox One because they're only backpedaling because of what they heard later. The developers were angry. Yeah, they were very angry about what they were seeing going on.
Yes, they were. They were very angry.
Yeah, one of the guys here some of the comments, because I'm over on Games Industry, said he says he thinks that he forgot to mention the bit where they allowed Minecraft to have those updates, just as I said, because it had already sold millions and it was important to get it before PlayStation did. Because if PlayStation had gotten it, ooh.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bungie is kind of saying F you Microsoft right now, and I kind of like it. Halo creator teases Destiny for not only the Xbox One but PlayStation 4. Game developer Bungie has teamed up with Iron Man director John Favreau and Breaking Bad's Giancarlo Esposito.
Giancarlo Esposito. Oh, I love him. Have you seen that man? That is a beautiful man.
I'll have to check it out.
And syrup on him. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
While little is known about the lore behind the science fiction first-person shooter, expectations are already sky-high for the new game since Bungie was the studio responsible for the three smash hit, I noticed they're leaving out several others, Halo games. Destiny will be released for the PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, Xbox 360, and Xbox One in 2014. This is awesome, and they are planning a worldwide gameplay reveal during Sony's E3 press conference on June 10th.
Is that it?
That's hot. Not only have they left Microsoft, but they're doing a reveal.
There he is. That was Tom Collar, by the way. They just flashed up on the screen.
During the Sony press conference at E3.
That's hurtful.
So they're kind of like, F you, Microsoft. Look at us, head right on over here to Sony and cuddle up with them.
I'm not pleased. I like the whole idea, the whole backstabbing, because that's always good to report. It's fun to report. However, the game looks like it's Halo, but they're wearing cloaks instead. I'm going to need y'all to actually come up with a different game. I'm sorry, Bungie. You all are brilliant. See, look, it's Halo with... They're not Master Chief. Come on now. That's a redesign.
That's not Master Chief. I'm thinking more. It looks more like Star Wars, sort of. That reminds me of the masks the guys wore in Star Wars.
See, Lethal Margarine, we actually agree on something. It does look a lot like Halo.
You're right. And I'm okay with that because I liked Halo.
No, I want something.
You reimagined Halo that wasn't a love story.
Well, no, you're looking at the last
Star
one.
Star Wars and Halo.
You're looking at the last one, which I don't think they actually had a hand in. I'm saying from their first three, I need them to just make me something completely different. Exactly. Zotman hit it perfect. Halo Battlefront. That's exactly. I was trying to see what two games is this a mix of. I want you to do something completely different. I know you guys are talented. Do a different story. I'm tired of Halo. I'm serious.
I don't know. On the other hand, you're always telling people stay within your lane.
Well, this is
what they're good at.
No. You stay in your lane when you realize you can't do it. And we've seen some of the developers of Halo have gone over. One of the developer is over at Blizzard making The Last of Us. So we know they're talented. They have the ability to do other stuff. And The Last of Us is supposedly going to be absolutely epic. So they have the talent to do something else. Just do it.
It's sci-fi. But yeah, I see what you mean. I'm personally going to hope it's good. Bungie,
you know what I want you to do? Okay, Bungie, here's a challenge for you. Why don't you get together with Quentin Tarantino and give us a Kill Bill game? Do a sequel. Do it via video game. Give me all the characters, backstory, something, prequel. I don't care. That's what I want. I want a whole cast of women. I need me a sword.
You can't see the face I'm making right now. But
you
I'm
can make the face if you Bill. Want. That could be awesome.
I'm so not a Kill Bill fan.
What is it you don't like about Kill Bill?
I don't know. I just never liked it. It's something about it just grates on me. I don't know what it is.
Y'all see what I'm working with here? It wants a repeat of Halo, but it don't like Kill Bill. All that girl power in there didn't even resonate with you at all?
It was girl power, but it was also, I don't know, it was weird, and it was, a lot of the girls were girl power behind a guy, and it was one of those.
No, it's an homage, first of all, to the old karate movies. That's why it's over the top. So a lot of people miss that. It's not supposed to be completely 100% serious.
It's true. And I don't like those old karate movies either.
I don't, but I was proud to see the women doing it instead of it being a cast of men, because it could have been a cast of men. That's where I'm looking at. We need a video game where they actually go out of their way to give us some girls that are fighting or having a good time, because we girls like our violence too. So that would be nice. And then give us something that's a little crazy over the top, because we want to be a little over the top sometimes, too. I want to be all muscled out and a sword and unstoppable, and be female. Just once in a while.
That's true. Oh, can I do another one really quick?
No!
Get it out of the way, please.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, so nicely.
I have to do it just so I can get it out of the way. Angry Birds Soda gives vendor an 85% sales boost. That's right. A leading Nordic beverage company, Aldi, just reported an 85% increase in soft drink sales, and its impressive growth is attributed almost entirely to the new range of Angry Birds Soda. That's right, Angry Birds Soda. This is one of the most tangible examples of how mobile game companies have started to have an impact on old industries, particularly in Scandinavia, where franchises like Minecraft and Angry Birds have recently forged high-profile licensing deals. Really? Angry Birds Soda. So you're drinking bird pee? It's a portion of OV sales going to export market skyrocketed to 20% in the first quarter of 2013 from 3% of the same quarter last year. Wow. Rovio has a good reason to focus tightly on licensing merchandising sales. During May 2013, all of its games dropped out of the top 100 highest-grossing iPhone apps chart in the United States. This is the first time Rovio has not had a top 100 grossing iPhone app in America since January of 2010. Is it possible the mobile app market is splitting into two categories? Vendors like Gung Ho are focused on direct revenue generation from games, and vendors like Rovio aim to maximize brand recognition and licensing opportunities. Good! You dropped. I'm all grumpy cat over here. Good.
Now, let me tell you the only good thing I've noticed about Angry Birds that is good for. Now, I'll play in the chat room, of course. If you're missing, you're not sitting in chat room, you're missing out on the conversation. A lot of people said they tried and they quickly quit playing. It is not made for you to play for 6 and 7 hours. You won't. It is the fast food of gaming. It's fun, but I'm going to tell you the one thing that it helped, and Baby Nation actually pointed this out last Friday when she did her field day, that the reason why, they have the competitive one where they have to shoot the basketball into the hoop.
Uh-huh.
Everyone on her team couldn't get it. She walked up and did it first try, and she says that has to do with the trajectory of watching, of playing Angry Birds whenever, you know, if we're in the car, that's when she plays because she has nothing else to do. The trajectory taught her, when she said, when I walked up, she says it was really weird. It's almost like I felt like I was playing Angry Birds, and I shot the ball. It went right in the first time, and her team was like, what the? You know, awesome. How did she do that? And it's because of playing that game. It's good for the hand-eye coordination. You can judge, you know, how if I throw it this at this particular angle from this spot, it's going to go right in. That's the only thing that is good for, I think, with helping with hand-eye coordination. But it should not – they went a little overboard with soda and the birds thing. If you were going to do that, it should have been right when the game came out and just make all your money at once. But they are driving me crazy because they keep popping up. And, again, this is another company I see has some talent, but they're not even – other than I think they have another little game coming out, they're really not trying to do anything else. And your time is going to run out. Somebody else is going to be the next big thing coming up, and then – everybody's going to forget about you. Stop it.
Yeah, that's true.
Stop wasting your developers. You got some talent over there. Y'all apparently know how to make something that can inspire and galvanize a nation. Do something else. And it don't need to be Angry Pigs. It don't need to be Angry Pigs either. Something. All right. Woo. Just so y'all know, I mentioned this on Twitter earlier, we do have a fantastic job board. If you're looking to post a job or looking for a job, you can find one there. In that vein, Cryptic Studios is hiring. Go check out our jobs boards.
Yay.
And Cryptic is people who made my game, This Gone City of Heroes. Can we get a Kickstarter for it? Can somebody start a Kickstarter?
Right.
Somebody do something. I miss
my
cape.
Girl, I'm with you. I'm totally with you there. Because
I miss my cape.
My game resistance.
Look, I miss my cape and being able to teleport. I miss it. Oh, I'm hurt. Okay, anyway, moving along. All right, EA is making some online pass content free right now on the Xbox Live Marketplace. It told Eurogamer it's in the process of eliminating online pass from all existing titles. The statement that they put out says, as we discontinue online pass for our new EA titles, we are also in the process of eliminating it from our existing EA titles. A spokesperson said that we heard the feedback from players and we decided to do away with the online pass altogether. That's very nice. Players will see it first with some EA sports titles, where a prompt to enter an online pass code will no longer appear in-game, while other titles, we are simply making online passes available free of charge. So these are rolling updates that are taking effect over the next several weeks. We hope players continue to enjoy our games and online services for a long time to come. Originally they had cut the price of the passes on the Inbox DLC on the marketplace, making it the entire thing free to download. They pledged to end its controversial online program earlier this month after listening to feedback and said that none of its new games would include the feature. And today's move suggests that EA is now retroactively applying this policy to its older titles. I think you need to give some of these people that have already paid for this something else. Just to name a few of the games, Battlefield Bad Company 2. Did I lose you, Ginger? Hello? That was weird.
Hello?
Yeah, I was gone for a second.
I wonder if that was you or if that was me. I was looking. I was like, oh, crap, did I drop again?
Because, we all dropped. It was gone for a second. Okay, so Battlefield Bad Company 2, VIP pass is gone. Skate 3, Skate Share Plus, Pack Plus online pass is gone. Bulletstorm, Kingdoms of Amalur. Is anybody playing that? Medal of Honor and Shift 2 Unleashed have all been cut from 800 points to nothing. Yeah. Inbox DLC content such as for Dragon Age Origins, The Stone Prisoner, and Mass Effect 2 is originally 1,200 points apiece. Oh, my God. I can go do my Dragon Age now? Oh, I'm so in. Thank you, EA. Okay, there's also no charge for Dragon Age 2's Black Emporium DLC included with the game's Signature Edition, or the 360 version of American McGee's Alice included with copies of Alice Madness Returns. You will have to have the disc to play it, unfortunately. Some of this in-box DLC gave access to significant amount of extra content. The Cerberus Network Pass for Mass Effect 2 included the extra squad member Zayed, plus new vehicle-based missions and other goodies, but not all online pass content has been made free. You will still have to pay 800 Microsoft points for online passes to more recent EA releases, such as Tiger Woods 14, Army of Two, The Devil's Cartel, for example. EA has been asked if they would continue to cut the price of online passes for the rest of its catalog, and also when these savings will be available on other platforms. And are you going to give us a free game? Because some of us have been paying for those flipping passes.
Where be our free games,
yo? Where be our free gamer?
Oh my God!
So if I thank EA because yeah, I love Dragon Age. You hear me and Snow talk about it. I love Dragon Age like deeply, intensely, passionately. I was thinking about playing it last night. I was staring at the TV for a good 15 minutes, going, I need to play. I need to sleep. I need to play. I need to go to sleep. I could just hold the controller. If I fall asleep when I wake up, I can just start playing.
Oh my God, woman!
Yeah, I've done that before, by the way. Go to sleep with the controller on, and then go to sleep, and then wake up and start playing again. All right, that was a nice nap. Let's do this.
Hilarious.
But so I love it. So I'm excited. I get to play the part of the story that I missed out on. Mm-hmm. The aliens are not coming to get you, Joe.
And if it lethal, shut up. Anyways, Astroware announces first game release for BlackBerry Z10. Astroware Crosswords now available on BlackBerry World. Astroware is excited to announce the release of Astroware Crosswords for BlackBerry Z10, the studio's first ever game for BlackBerry 10.
This is a did you look at that and go, did you double take when you saw BlackBerry?
Yeah. At first I was like, wait a minute, what am I reading? Because it got to 10OS, and I was like, wait a minute, shouldn't that be iOS? Oh, wait a minute, what am I looking at?
BlackBerry?
Yeah. Astroware Crosswords is a popular and well-loved version of this favorite puzzle game and pastime. It offers 45 built-in puzzles in 3 different grid sizes and 3 graded difficulty levels. The game is packed with features users love, including unlimited access to download and play the new daily puzzle each day and larger weekender puzzle every week. Players worldwide have submitted an excess of 1 million scores to the global leaderboard. There's also an option to buy extra puzzle packs for offline play and unlock the solver feature. Yay! All right, so if you happen to have a BlackBerry, which
I don't know anybody.
I saw one of those with was Kim Kardashian because she has a gold one. But anyways, so apparently she's the only one playing this in the entire world. But anyways, this is BlackBerry. For the BlackBerry, it's Astroware Crosswords. Did you try?
Very interesting.
Crosswords for your phone. I like crosswords.
I do like crosswords. I'm just like BlackBerry is what's throwing me. BlackBerry? Stop. All right. Where be my story? I have lost my story. Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so
let it
this is bad. The Wii U version of Shooter Sniper Elite Version 2 does not have some of the features on PlayStation 3. Include some of the same features on the PlayStation 3 that it has on the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 version, and the people are not happy. The Wii U version launched last week, and gamers quickly discovered that it did not have online play, leaderboards, and the downloadable content already released for the PS3 and Xbox. This despite the game being a year old already. Yeah, DLC added to the original version post-release includes self-contained single-player missions and a multiplayer expansion, which supported competitive play between players. The Wii U version then lost. The Wii U version then is a port of a vanilla Sniper Elite 2. And there's some images floating around that's highlighting the discrepancy of the start screens. Sniper Elite Version 2 was developed by UK studio Rebellion and published by 505 Games. When they were contacted by our friends at Eurogamer, 505 confirmed that the DLC expansions and online functionality from Sniper Version on Version 2 on PS3 and Xbox were not present in the Wii U version, but they didn't explain why. The reason why they said they believe they're being silent is because they're trying to avoid damaging their relations with Nintendo, is what's being speculated. Also, maybe budget constraints forced Rebellion's hand. If adding the DLC features to the game would have come at a cost to the independent developer, the Wii U's current low install base may have made a return on the investment unlikely, none of which rules out the DLC coming to the Wii U version at some point in the future, but it looks unlikely right now. And, of course, Nintendo's going to be blamed for this. It is not their fault. This is the publisher. Oh, come on, people. If you can't develop for the Wii U, right, I would rather you just not. I mean, I'm sorry that the Wii U is selling horribly. They are a good console for the most part. They do everything they say they're going to do. They promise and they deliver. But if you can't do it right, just don't.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Do you have breaking news that we can do in like a minute? Because
no.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's time to go.
It is.
Okay, people, we are out of here. We will see you later at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time when we will be talking about a whole bunch of stuff, mostly Xbox probably, just all angry. Make sure you're here. We'll have two chat rooms open for your chatty convenience.
PvP girl, Gigi, so beautiful.
Little PvP girl for ya. See y'all later.
Yeah, I like this right here. I'm sitting here waiting to raid and I ain't feeling it. Stressing cause I'm tired of lag and even dealing with it. Kinda bumming and feeling a little down and out. Cause every time we jump on the mob, I get to lagging out. But Gigi is saying,
I'm really wanting you to go.
So, yo, I'ma suck it up cause Nation is a pro. I told her, let me restart and I'll be right back. And she told me,
hurry up, Nation, we're starting ASAP.
So I log a restart, then get back on the game. And I make it out to Nax to go and take that what's his name. But during this patch work, I get a freeze frame. Cause everybody is casting their spells, it's kinda lame. Everything is skipping and jumping. And moving real slow, looking at my health on the top, and it's dropping real low. Spamming every key on my keyboard and face roll. PST and Gigi, cause I gotta let her know. Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Later, boys and girls.